Why do you think it took 3 albums for American radio to finally notice just how good you are and play your music?
Well, I think if you bang on a door long enough, you know, you break it down. And that has been our policy in this country because there's, you know, the people aren't the problem. You know, there's a lot of people out there that want aggressive rock and roll music that has a sort of mood and atmosphere that I feel U2's music has, but they weren't being allowed it by radio. And we used to bang on that door and break it down and drag people down by the scruff of the neck and show them 3,000 people, you know, wrapped in sweat, jumping up and down, the strength of the live occasion. And it started to work through. We haven't opted out for a pop format. I think it's the others that have opted out of the pop format. They've actually, you know, they got very disillusioned with music without spirit.
How much influence do you think? I'm familiar with MTV here in America.
Yes.
How much influence do you think MTV has had on your success here in America?
Would you mean the video to New Year's Day?
That and Gloria, and I will follow.
Well, you know, people would sometimes say, well, you know, Larry's 21, Edge is 21, I'm 22, so's Adam. We're sort of the sort of young boys scam. Well, you know, we kind of hid on that video. You may have noticed these rather large coats and scarves and horses and that. So I don't think it was a sort of, it wasn't a sex thing, or it wasn't, you know, a male thing. I think the video, the snow, it was shot in Salem, a place towards Lapland, the north of Sweden. I think it caught the atmosphere of the song, and that's what I ultimately think brought it across. It's the atmosphere of the song, and the film did portray that, so it helped get across the atmosphere.
What's your attitude towards American radio in general, especially compared to where you come from?
You're setting me up to so I would lose my temper.
I'm not a fan of American radio.
That's okay. No,
I've been a crusader to change it for about 5 years.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Well, so have I. And you won't change it. Change doesn't come about by violence. And it's very, you know, I've got to guard myself from being cynical because that would be wrong. It comes about by proving, by showing people, by, as I say, you know, facing them up to what's happening in music. American radio is run by commercial enterprise, therefore, by its nature, it will be bland. I feel that our music can cut through that. I feel it's like a knife to a sort of that whole surface of MOR music. My opinion hasn't changed. I feel they're playing new music at the moment, but it's just as much a tight format.
A friend of mine, I think he sat down and talked with you down in Florida when you were touring with Jay Giles Band. He was telling me about your religious beliefs.
What was his name?
Dan Lopez. He worked with a station down in Florida. I can't remember where. But he was telling me about your religious beliefs. And could you tell me a little bit about that and what effect it has on your music?
Well, I don't consider myself to be a very religious person. Religion where I come from, which is Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, is an ugly word. It's torn our country in two. I'm more interested in the root of religion. I am a Christian, but I don't talk about it so easily. I think there's too many people shouting their mouths off about too many things at the moment, so I just try to be quiet. Also, it's very hard to express a lot of the feelings I have. That's why I write songs, you know.
What's your attitude of music about the 80s and the direction of rock and roll that's going to be going in now, and where do you
I think music started with a spark, you know. I think when we couldn't play our instruments, when we were a garage band from Garageland, I say this a lot, but it's so true, we built the group around a spark, okay, a drum kit. That was it. If that flame goes out, music is redundant. It may have technique, it may have style, it may have sort of content even. But without spark, it's nothing. And what there has to be is a revitalization of music and realizing that the spark is more important. And production at the moment now is working towards killing spark. Music's got very metronomic, very production line. So I think if for the 80s, there is a movement that's going to happen right across America, right across the world, of young bands, garage bands, who realize that's what it's about, spark, and they're going to start there. and then we might have a sort of a time as exciting as the 60s was musically, and not as redundant as the 70s was.
How do you think our music has evolved since the first album? Was that too vague?
We're still using the three primary colours, bass, guitar and drums. I think for somebody who's involved in our music, as you are, and that you would see that there's a great deal of change in attitude and stance. The first two records were very introvert, whereas now I've tried to lift my head up and kind of point myself in other directions, about, you know, things like what was happening in my own country, what was happening in other countries, also what was happening in the city, in my own city, and in New York City, and all the cities around this half of the earth as well. I feel that the three records are in some ways linked. I feel like after making War, I felt like a breath of fresh air. It was like as if we'd finished something. I think the three together are complete. I don't know why. I couldn't really answer that question. I see a progression within those three records, but I see it as just a beginning. We're really just beginning. I don't think U2 is born yet.
This first stop in your American tour is...
Yes, tonight's the night.
That's all I have to ask. Do you have any other comments you'd like to add?
No.